And none of it recorded. None of it.
It's in here.
That's in here.
Well, it didn't go on the blog.
We'll tweet all that for you.
Okay, would you?
We can tweet that prayer. You want the prayer now, right?
Well, yes. That went out. Prayer went out.
You got to text me that prayer, Steve.
Do you want it typed up?
I wonder if he could shift that to the blog.
Huh?
Would you record it? Could you? If she recorded it on her recorder tonight.
I send it to Jim.
You could send it to him, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
We download it to the machine, yeah. If she wants to continue recording it, we'll download it to the machine. You can still make it on the website.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll go figure out what's wrong with it. That machine's been dying for some time. It's about time. That's a 2007 machine that I have jacked around with for a lot of years.
Okay.
It's probably just wore out. Mm. But yeah, if we could download that to the computer, that might...
Yeah, that should take care of it.
That'll give me raw data anyways.
I can email it to you.
We'll probably download it.
Oh, okay.
While I'm here.
Okay.
Hi. I'm a genius. Sounds good.
Like a genius.
Thank you. It just made perfect sense to me when I saw that.
I took this up to his computer. A bit screwed up, though.
Well, that's why.
Cool. Your computer's messed up.
Yeah,
I thought that's pretty
bad
cool. How many hours will that record? 4 hours?
I'll just email it to you.
How big are the files? Usually those are, I know when I do it, it's a couple hundred megs.
Hey, you're talking to two women that are lucky to be able to record.
I can email it to you. I can't tell you how big it is.
She sends it to a friend all the time.
Well, okay, well, then maybe then big enough to email. That's fine.
He's trying to talk to us in those foreign languages.
I ain't going to let him. I don't want to screw my stuff up either.
I'm telling you. Different planetary system. Okay. Where were we?
Oh, man. Universe.
No.
Oh, you're starting out with species. I don't know where you're
going. All right. Are we still working? Well, I think we concluded species,
okay.
Unless there's questions with the Dictionary of Angels, because there are so many different kinds.
It'll look brand new once I'm finished.
Uh-huh.
I did have a question in here about, it says, I just opened this page and it says, Azrael, an angel in a four-act opera of that name composed by Alberto Franchitti with libretto by Fontana. Based on the old Flemish legend, blah, 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 and it says what the play was about.
Azrael is the angel of death. According to legend.
This is Azrael with an S instead of a Z.
Now, it may not be the same one. Though.
Right, so it says down here, often mistaken for Azrael, A-Z-R-A-E-L,
okay.
Angel of death.
Okay.
But when I was reading this, and I said this was an angel in a four-act opera of that name.
Then that would not be. But that gets into all aspects dealing with the angel.
But would that be an angel?
No.
Of that opera. If everything has an angel, then wouldn't an opera have an angel?
No.
It has to be physical?
Yeah.
Object of some kind?
Yeah. Living object. Living. Well, even rocks have angels,
mm-hmm.
But that's a living object.
Yeah.
But I suppose you could have angels of music.
Well, you're saying a rock's a living object?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Living.
Living.
What's your definition of living?
Alive.
She's made of atoms.
Living.
How is a rock alive, though?
Everything's alive.
Let me put it to you this way. If you were to take a pink crystal, okay? or pink quartz, and you have a lung condition, the pink quartz, if you were to wear it on your person, the pink quartz would actually begin to heal. Well, let's not use the word heal, but would aid your lung condition, and the quartz would die. It would shrivel up, turn white, and die.
Wow.
What's living?
You get your rainbow.
Well, and crystals grow.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
Crystals
expanding.
Grow.
Yeah.
They're made out of water. Mm-hmm. Everything is alive.
You get your rainbow stone for cancer, too.
If you were, there was a man who hooked up plants. And I can't remember his name right off the top of my head.
His name was Clyde Baxter.
Clyde Baxter, thank you.
Baxter.
God bless you. Who hooked up plants to see if plants could give emotional response. And he hooked it up on like a lie detector. And he found out that they gave emotional response. He took bacteria and he put scalding water on the bacteria down a drain, and the plants violently reacted to the death of the bacteria. He took saliva from a young woman and he hooked up the saliva on a little plate, and he had her walk in a very dangerous area 5 miles away. And every time she got scared, her saliva reacted. So I asked Clive, after he got through talking about what he had gotten, I said, Clive, did you ever hook it up to a rock? He said, yeah. What kind of response did you get? He said, I got response. Thank you.
Can I tell you something? I did the same experiment with plants, and I absolutely got results.
Yeah, I did too.
They even react to psychic phenomena,
yeah.
Let alone physical threat or destruction. They, if you just think it, they do it. They react to it.
They know if you're going to cut their leaf
right. Before
you speak it or do it. They react to your intent. I hooked mine up too, and I had her choose her name. She liked the name Linda. She did. So I called her Linda from there on out. Everything is living, conscious energy. Now I'm going to take it one step farther. As I was learning about living, conscious energy and everything being of God, okay. I was going to do this reading on this lady, and she didn't have anything on her, so she handed me her glasses. And when I held her glasses said, I help her to see, and I dropped the glasses. I'm going, wait a minute. Now, it's a synergy. Her glasses are a synergy that apparently over time developed consciousness of what they were there for. Mm. Okay? That's the only way I can explain it. A friend handed me a bottle that had been cut and made into a glass. And I touched the bottle, or the cup, glass. And it said, I'm from a cat house. What? I said, did you get this bottle from a cat house? A brothel? Yes, I did. So I'm here to tell you that it's my experience that everything has some conscious energy, some greater, some lesser. I have learned that if you decide you want to pull the weeds Okay, you've got a whole day of weed pulling ahead for you. If you will go out about an hour before you go pull them and tell them, I'm going to be pulling all of you, release your roots. Then go back out there and they'll just fall out of the ground. Try it. It will blow your mind. So I told people that knock down trees to go out 24 hours before they actually took the trees out to tell the tree to pull in its roots. And then when they went back out there, the trees just fell over. But they noticed that there were balls of root. There wasn't lengths of root. There were balls of root.
They don't mind dying?
No. What's death? Okay. What is death? Transition?
Change of frequency.
With the nature, spirit, kingdom, earth does not see death like we have been trained to see death. Death has always been used as a threat over our heads. It's an illusion. In truth, you cannot die. Your energy, how do you kill energy?
Can't.
That's right.
Neither create it or destroy it.
Yeah, you can't really destroy it. You can
change it.
Change it. Yeah. But you can't destroy it. And our mom taught us that. So death is, in fact, an illusion. And on top of that, you really can't die before your time unless it's a pivotal or unless you kill yourself. So, any questions?
You know where that airplane went in Malaysia? You know
no, I do not. I knew that was coming.
I was just kidding.
Going round and round.
I was kidding anyway.
Thank you. I don't think it's in another dimension.
No, it's in Pakistan.
That works. Any other questions? Don't you dare. You had a whole bunch of questions.
Like I said, where do you start? All of that. The diva thing very much interests me. So these divas are sprites, are nature, or not nature spirits, but...
They are divas, nature angels. And they come in all forms, according to what they have authority over.
Is there a way that you could tell if you had a person had a diva?
Actually, people can have divas attached to them. For, like, if they did specific good deeds in past lives or even in this life for nature, sometimes divas will be there to protect them, to give them extra protection or extra gifts from nature.
Why do they choose to be invisible?
They're not invisible.
To most people, they are.
Well, they're invisible because your eyes can't pick them up.
I've only seen one in my entire life.
Well, they're interdimensional as well, to some degree, between the dimensions, first, second, third. So, I think there was a time when they weren't, as you say, invisible. But I think that people, just as at one time we could talk and walk and with the animals. We were one with the animals and with all of nature and the nature spirit community. But we lost our ability. The dark side cut us off by our own bad choices and decisions. And we raised ourselves above everything else. And consequently, we lost all of that.
Was that the golden age?
I think they called that the Garden of Eden. Pretty much.
And that was when?
Long time ago. Back in my golden years.
I mean, what did we have then that we don't have now to make it the Garden of Eden?
I think we had a total connectiveness with God. We had a total connectiveness with nature. We had a total connectiveness with the angelics. And the Garden of Eden, I don't believe, was one place. There appear to be several places, although the major area seems to be in the Middle East. And there have been, apparently, doing some world travel, we found out there have been several Noahs, if you will, where there have been people that have built what you would call arks, if you will, not to the same scale, but to save the animals. We found it in Mexico, South America, various locations, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, because you got different species from all
over the world. You have different species from all over the world.
Yeah. Gotta save them too.
Yeah.
In the movie is coming out, Noah. With what's his name? It's Noah.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
I bet that would be good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They showed the ship. They built it to scale.
Oh, really?
They built the ship to scale.
Oh, what, you've seen it?
I saw them showing the ship being built to scale. Yes, I was there.
Wow, you haven't been around a while.
I have.
but that's for another Friday night.
We can hope so, and go another week after that length of time.
That's a trailer.
Are you doing a cameo in the movie?
Hey, I usually do. I usually try to play myself. I won't tell you who I was. You can guess. But yeah, we did have that special connectiveness with all of nature. When I say all of nature, I mean trees, everything. And we lost it.
Well, and most people don't believe or even care.
No, they don't. And it's unfortunate, because the usage is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, you talk to your cucumbers and your diva of cucumbers and you have mighty cucumbers? That's what happened to Finehorn. That's what they found out. They could work with the divas of vegetables, of flowers, of everything, and they had phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal crops. The divas, they had an acquaintance with them. And I've done it.
You got rid of your water bugs in your snakes.
I did. Yeah. I did.
The divas tell them to go away.
I asked the divas to remove all water bugs and or cockroaches or whatever you call those little suckers from my house.
And it worked?
Yes, it did work. In the name of Jesus Christ. They can go in the backyard. They can go in the garage. It's okay. If they're really cold, they can go in the garage. They cannot come into the house.
They're not fun.
No.
Those 3-inch bugs are not no fun.
So, I'm pretty much free of them. If there's a really stupid one that comes in, they've told me it's okay to send it to the light. To the light.
Boom.
Send it to the light with a hammer, huh?
No, it's fly swatter normally. Yes.
I have a question, and I guess this is for everyone. I guess if you're really into nature and you're an animal lover, if you see an animal that's dead on the street or you know, like you're driving, do you ever feel bad and like, oh, yeah. God, please, yes. I hope you go to heaven?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yes, I know what you're saying. But you need to understand that all animals go to the light.
Before they pass away.
Directly into the light. They're not bound like we are, unless somebody has bound them through magic or damnations or whatever the case may be, and that does happen. But the majority of the time, they go straight to the light.
It happens before they even feel pain.
Pretty much, yeah.
I guess it's just an automatic feeling. I'm like, oh.
Well, of course, you have empathy. You love animals. I do the same thing. And I know better. But it's just, it's natural.
Well, to me, it's more the suffering of the animal when it got hit and, you know, whatnot.
I don't like suffering.
Yeah.
But that's why certain people will have certain animals as totems. These are animals that you have bound with in past lives that you have a special feeling for, and they'll show up in your dreams and they show up to protect you. And I had a friend of mine who was a sheriff who his totem was a wolf, and he would always see wolves either dead or alive before something very important would happen. And if it was a white running wolf, then he knew that he was good to go. If it was a gray wolf and it was standing, he knew that he had to slow down and be cautious. And if it was a dead wolf, he had to go in the opposite direction because it was not going to work out for him.
I saw a white wolf about a week before my mom passed.
Huh?
And I was completely amazed because my dogs were barking, and I went out and looked through the window, and there was this white wolf standing on the other side of the fence. It just kind of looked up at me and then was gone. And I didn't...
Did your mother have an affinity with wolves? Or for wolves?
For my dog, Winter, which was pretty much a wolf, yeah. I mean, he had very much
then
a
that's,
wolf.
Then that's why the wolf would represent your mother.
Okay. Yeah. But I didn't even think about it until after her death. I was like, that's right. I never even questioned why there's a white wolf in the middle of a suburban neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of early in the morning, too. I'd just gotten up, so really, it wasn't clicking.
Yeah.
Until after all that, and someone said something about a white wolf appearing before major events or whatever, and I'd be like, oh, that's right, I saw that.
Especially if your mom had an affinity.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
But we carry those affinities, those connectiveness from lifetimes.
How would you identify, like, other than dreams, I guess?
If they have a habit of showing up as a symbol for events in your life.
Okay.
Some people do, some people don't. It can be as simple as a mouse or a snake or whatever the case may be. It can be a bird. When I went to Japan, the symbology of places that were holy were ravens. And after I went back, when I came back from Japan, I noticed ravens would show up, three primarily, would show up before some event. So I kind of got gifted with that. So it's kind of cool.
So it doesn't matter what type of, like, per se animal, or what if, like, insect or reptile or something like that?
There is a book. Am I out of that particular book?
It was Animal Speak.
Animal Speak. Animal Speak by Ted Andrews, which I recommend. It gets into animal totems. But the cool thing about the book, and I don't recommend a lot of books, but the cool thing about the book is if you have an animal, a bird, a tortoise, a frog, whatever it happens to be, like show up in a dream, you can look it up in here, and it kind of gives you what that's about and what the message is that they're trying to give you. Sometimes it can be as simple as all day long you keep seeing raccoons. You look up in here and you find out what that means. My daughter had a dream of baby skunks. And it turns out it was about coming into psychic abilities.
Doesn't matter what type of baby. What if it's all kinds of babies in weird shape, odds and forms?
I'd say you may get pregnant. Seriously, that's fertility.
That was all last year.
Okay. But this gets into specifics. It gets into insects, not every one of them or anything, but in and around the species. If you get in and around the species, you can get the information. But it's a cool book.
Let's see.
I keep it as a reference book. Because sometimes I'll have a dream that, you know, it's all about eagles or something. And I look it up, and sure enough, whatever it happens to be, kind of manifests. So it's good to have reference books. Of course, anymore, all you have to do is get on the internet. Unless you're me, in which case you have a book.
Books are good.
Books are good. I like the feel of books.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Ta-da! I always look to him for questions.
Once again, where do you start? So the angels are evolving along with us. Everything's evolving.
Everything is evolving. That's the point of being here. It's a great place. I have people that say, oh, I just can't wait to go home to heaven. I'm in no hurry.
Man, me neither.
I like it here.
I do too. We are so glad.
Still, I'm here as long as I need to.
Well, I guarantee you, when you get up in heaven, you're going to want to go, I want the challenge back.
I want to go back.
I'm bored.
Not right at first, though.
No, not right at first. Take your time.
I could take a few weeks of that.
Yeah, enjoy. A little
R&R. It's
going
on vacation, though, man. I was going to check up on the challenge, just back down, man.
I ain't doing this again. I'm staying up there for a while.
Aww. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. Adam, he has the same nature up there as he does here.
Yeah. I tapped into this guy. He was not FBI. He's like Secret Service. I guess he was kind of like FBI. And the family wanted me to make contact with him. And I do some mediumship, so I tapped into him. I made contact with him. And he said, I am bored. And, of course, I told him what he said. And he said, there's nothing happening here. I'm ready to come back. They said, yeah, that's him. He had to always live on the edge. He couldn't stand not living on the edge. And when he got to heaven, he couldn't handle it. Can you imagine being like that and being in heaven? God, that'd be tough.
It wouldn't exactly be heaven, would it?
No, I would think it would be kind of the opposite for someone like that. Everybody's different. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do circle.